To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Boog Shumby.
You know that arrow?
That's my guy. I love Boog.
Cubs play-by-play man for the Marquee Network.
By the way, Nico Horner, I think it's Rinaldi's. He's got his own pizza. It has pineapple on it. Just a note. In the air, left field, playable for Castro.
The Cali thing.
All the latest news and notes on the Chicago Cubs.
One out, one strike away from the postseason. 8-4, Cubs lead the Pirates. Bottom of the ninth, two outs. In the air, left field, there's Hat. He's got it. Ball game. The Cubs are headed to the postseason. For the first time since 2020, the Cubs are going to the playoffs. And fittingly enough, it ends in the hands of Ian Happ, the kid from Pittsburgh, the longest tenured Chicago athlete.
Boog Shumby.
Spiegel and Holmes. They have a video component to their show.
On 670 The Score.
We do. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you very much. If you're watching on Twitch, what's up? That man's Boog Shumby. He is here hanging out with us for a little while before he does the national call of tonight's game. I would like to throw something in for the record.
Yes.
I would like a nomination. I would like to add Boog to the Adam Amin, John Vincent hug club.
Oh, really?
I think he's a good hugger.
That's impressive. Congrats on that. John Vincent.
That feels nice. John Vincent's a good hugger. Been hugged by him. Adam Amin. Been hugged by Adam Amin a lot. Adam Amin's a really good hugger.
Yeah. So where'd you learn? Where'd you train? Where'd you go to hugging school?
I mean, honestly, I would say it's just a gift. It's just a gift. It's like, you know, some people are born with it and some people aren't.
Yeah.
Actively, I think, I'm a good hugger. By the way, I'll just tell you this. I don't know when it's going to be, but I'm going to demand that the next time that I'm here, I want one of these placards.
A nameplate?
And what I wanted to say is Boog Shumby, and where yours says 670 The Score, I want mine to say just stopping by.
Need a stopping by one? We'll flip these around so people can see it.
I'm pretty sure we can make that happen.
Okay.
By the way.
Thanks.
Like, you were impressed.
Yeah, I was.
You walked. I mean, well, you
like,
famously called us
is going on
a
here.
Very important radio show.
Yeah, no doubt.
So,
when did
so
I do that?
Now you did that.
Oh,
you did
yeah.
that. We run it as a promo now.
Oh.
You say stuff, we think it's cool,
God.
And then we make it a promo and we hear you again.
I love that. I love me some me.
Right there with you.
We love you too, man. And we appreciate you stopping by because we know that you got all sorts of numbers to crunch and
hugging.
Stuff to. Yeah, you're a good man and thorough.
Very
important.
Let me give you some numbers right off the bat.
Oh, boy.
Okay. In these playoffs so far, playoff starting pitchers against the Cubs have a 6.62 ERA, giving up a 273 batting average. 13 of the earned runs the Cubs have scored have been against starters. Bullpens for the Padres and the Brewers have a 0.81 ERA, a 173 batting average against, giving up just 3 earned runs in 33 and a third.
Uh-huh.
Why are the bullpens so much more effective in this little sample so far than the starters are?
Against the Cubs?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a thing. I think you have a sample size of two teams. One of them, their whole deal is their bullpen in the Padres.
And then everybody that comes out of the Brewers bullpen kind of throws a bazillion. I mean, I found, you know, talked to Mike Petriello last night and had him update a number for me. This Chicago Cubs team has faced more velocity in this postseason than any team has ever faced in any postseason. The average two- or four-seam fastball is about 96.5. Hang on, I have it here somewhere. But ultimately, unless you think in 1998 that someone was throwing on average 97, one of those teams, and I'm here to tell you, not likely. Yeah, I would say that ultimately the Cubs right now are facing the highest level of velocity that anybody has ever seen. So I asked Craig Counsell yesterday, why is a team that overall didn't strike out and didn't swing and miss so much, striking out and swinging and missing so much? Because they're facing absurd velocity. Yeah, it is this year's Cubs team in the playoffs. The average fastball they faced, average, is 96.7. Jeez.
Well, I mean, that definitely makes it more difficult. I mean what's crazy about it is that we've become so numb to velo that we've seen a couple of guys throw 104, and we're like, oh.
Yeah.
I was watching Duran the other night from Philly, and that 99 looks easy.
Right. No, so on an individual basis, as of game two, the Cubs had faced the four fastest pitches in the history of the postseason.
It's nuts. And Ian Happ said yesterday that as a hitter going against bullpen guys, you're trying to tell yourself, let me be patient and let me see what he's got. And before you know it, you're behind in the count.
Yes.
And then your mindset shifts and the anxiety raises and
that's
you're in trouble.
Why, I mean, you know, look, my hitting video, as I tell JD all the time, it'll be coming out soon. Stay tuned for that. It'll be available through Amazon. But
I'd buy
Jake Bowers last night. What are you doing taking two pitches? Like, he was basically not competing for the first two pitches to get himself in a two-strike situation against Brad Keller. Like, that's no bueno. It was literally the first one was like an auto, I'm not really trying, and then something happened. I mean, it was – he basically was like, I'm just going to sit it out for a couple of pitches, and it's 0-2, and then it's like, bud, you're down to one strike. Like, that is not the move.
Hey, man, this is your ballpark. This is where you work. Those guys, was it Alex Faust? He's got the audacity to be sitting in your chair. That is offensive to me,
that
frankly.
That is not offensive.
But anyway.
Because I'm a jackass and everybody knows it, I did walk into the booth yesterday and it's totally quiet and Alex is in there. I don't think Ronnie was in there. He might have been, but it's totally quiet. And I walk in there and it's quiet and I waited a beat and I just went, what the hell's going on in here? And then everybody turns around and looks at me. And I was like, I'm just kidding.
That's Alex Faust of TNT and Ron Darling. They're using the booth that Marquee usually uses.
Yeah, that's right.
We met someone from the crew of TBS and TNT. Like, how many credentials was it?
94 credentials.
Wow.
For TBS and their people. But I wanted to know if you felt that last night with your Cubs sensibilities and your national sensibilities. That was a tense evening. And eventually at the end, like the sense of relief, the win was just a relief for the Cub fans that were in there. That was horrifying as much as it was fun from a local perspective.
Yeah, it was tense, no doubt. But I think games like that, I'm just in it. So I'm just calling it, and I don't know that I'm quite as like locked in on like the big picture type stuff. I mean, you certainly you feel the tension. I don't think there's any doubt about it. So you feel it. But I've done so many games. It's one of the things that was so much fun about coming here is I had done so many games here nationally and locally, but nationally. So I've been in all of the booths. So like I had a relationship with Keith who, you know, is basically the guy who we see every single day. It doesn't feel quite as odd. I think just because I've been there before.
Understood.
Cubs fans, and it happened with Speaks' wife, Steen, last night. I think anyone who like loves the Cubs had that emotional release after the win last night. And it was needed, Boog, because we hear it. We hear from people, whether it's via Twitch or on YouTube or people calling us or texting. And it just felt like, I described it as, it felt like a football team like trying to hang on at the end, watching yesterday's game, that they were just trying to hang on. And they did. And
we're punting again?
Yeah. Right. But it's like Iowa football, you know? Yeah. So
wow.
Alex feels seen by that.
I was about to say,
one.
there's a
You're not wrong. Yeah. You're not wrong.
But I was happy for everyone that there was that moment, because it's been as tense as you could think for a team that was being in the playoffs for the first time in 5 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think when you're talking about low-scoring, close games, it's going to be tense. I mean, it's just it's that simple. I mean, look, it may be different, but if you could – the only thing you're going to tell me is that the Cubs are going to put up a 7 tonight. I'm betting on it may not be that tense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it can be. I mean, it's not like it can't be, but I'm just saying – I think that's sort of, you know, the things that go hand in hand, and you just deal with it. It's part of the charm of the postseason.
What intrigues you about the pitching possibilities tonight? Not necessarily, you know, starters with Boyd and Peralta, but even beyond. What are you thinking about?
To me, the bigger thing. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I am curious to talk to Craig Counsell about what matchups is he going to allow that he's somewhat worried about. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So what matchups early in the game, later in the game, is he like, but this is my best option. So, you know, maybe one of the lefties against Yelich or something along those lines, or one of the righties against Vaughn. I don't know, but I think it's, if it goes well for the Cubs, based on the conversation we've been having, I think it probably is going to look a lot like it did last night.
Where maybe it is a little clunky and ugly, and you just kind of hang on and do your thing and survive to put the pressure then back on the Brewers for game 5.
Yeah, no doubt. And then, but even that, I mean, I think Joe Sheehan wrote this great thing. Can I read? Can I do a little bit
please,
of reading?
Please,
we're used to people reading Joe Sheehan on the Score airwaves.
Yeah, we know it well.
But because
I love the matchup thought. I was watching it last night. Pete Crow Armstrong got to face two righties among relievers. It's like, so Pat Murphy's like, well, I'm gonna live with that. To your point, sometimes you got to live with an inopportune matchup against somebody that you hope doesn't be the one that kills you.
Yeah, the one that that Joe talked about was, you know, basically the other day, and I know we get hooked on it, but it's the momentum thing. And Joe wrote this after the Yankees game. He said, this won't happen, but I would like yesterday's game to serve as the final nail in the coffin in the concept of momentum in baseball. The Blue Jays won their final 4 games of the regular season, needing every one of them to win the AL East. They won the first game of the series 10-1. They won the second game 13-7. They led the third 6-1 in the third inning. If momentum in baseball actually existed, the Blue Jays would have gone on to another blowout win and be setting their place in the ALCS. I mean, now they are. The momentum didn't shift. That's not what happens. And then he writes, seriously, man, open the schools. Momentum is a physical property related to mass and velocity that in sports has simply come to mean the property possessed by a team that is currently doing
it's
well.
Happening. I'm going to lose speech for the rest of the show happening. Now.
It's word-shaped air spouted in lieu of an original idea. Momentum in sports isn't real. And if the Yankees 9, Blue Jays 6 can't convince you of that, nothing.
Momentum is tomorrow's starting pitcher.
Was going so well, too. The segment was going so well, but how about this, Boot? Within a ball game, is there momentum within a ball game?
Yes.
That is, and this is what I've been saying.
No
like,
doubt.
But within a game, like when Craig himself says, "Boy, that home run, it changed the whole stadium."
No question.
The Suzuki homer against the Padres, right? Happens all the time. You
happens
can feel that,
time.
And so like I believe that momentum is a thing within a single ball game, not from game to game.
I agree. The only thing is that even inside a ball game, it's like, it doesn't change for any real reason. You know what I'm saying? It's like Judge hits the homer the other night. Like, what? happened. You know, I mean, he's Aaron Judge is part of it, but I just think you see it happen too much that guys are pitching well until they aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's why these guys manage the bullpen the way they do so aggressively and don't wait until their eyes, because if they wait until their eyes tell them it is too late, then there are rockets flying all over the place.
Yeah.
It's why you do it in advance that way. And I am here to sit here to tell you it sucks the fun out of sports. I get it. It just sucks the fun out of sports. But it doesn't make it less so, in my opinion.
We've been having a fun conversation about PCA, and Boog Shambi is here joining us. And Gallagher Way, as he's getting ready to make the call on the national side of this. We've been talking about PCA, and I have come around on PCA.
How so?
There was a part of me that's like, I don't know, he seems a little too cute by half sometimes. And now I'm all in on the, I want him to be emotional. For the duration of this series, I think that they could use a little bit of that. And I think that he's a guy that, if he's trying to find it, I don't want him to stifle himself. I need him to be himself. And if that means that he flares up a little bit at what he thought was not a swing and miss, if that means that he needs to play like his hair is on fire, I want that from him, especially in this series.
Yeah, I mean, look, you want him to be who he is.
Yes.
I think the hope is, my concern every now and again is he his own worst enemy at times? Is he too hard on himself? Like that ask, and only he can answer that. But he's, in my estimation, authentic. Look, he got a little aggressive yesterday. I would say that the guys on the team told him to dial it down, and he did. If he gets thrown out of that game, that's a problem. So I'm with you. I think that he's true to himself. Look, I'm the president of his fan club, as I don't know even what he's going to end up being offensively. I agree with Craig Counsell that he's the best defender in the world.
Man, I feel like 2020 is his floor now, though. Like, he's a 2020 guy. I feel pretty comfortable with that being the floor.
I mean, the slug's incredible. I mean, I will tell you this, as a play-by-play guy, having done a ton of games here, even before coming to work for the Cubs, you don't see a lot of balls go off that scoreboard in right field. And he faked me out a few times this year, banging a couple of balls midway up the scoreboard that were like no doubters. He's got pop, and pop to a level that I don't know that everybody fully recognized. So, you know, look, there's that. And then I just think the human is really special.
That's what I'm feeling. That I think that this is a kid that's got something really great about him.
Yes.
And I'm like, all right, let's just go be you, man. Like, just I'm here rooting for it. Go be you and do your thing.
Yep. As Pat Murphy in your private meetings in this series lived up to 70 grade funny, I think you gave him, and he thinks he's 80, but you give him 70. Has he lived up to that? Or is he in a serious mode right now?
I don't know that he's been 70. I'm really debating whether I should share what I'm about to share, but I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Yeah!
Get in trouble.
Yeah!
It's just too worth it. So I'm on the phone with my mom.
Yeah.
And mom's all in on the Cubs, and mom watches the games, and she gets anxious. Like, she gets anxious in a way, just anxious.
That's
she
lovely. Give her Christine's number.
So she is all in. And I'm on the phone with her the other day. And as we're about to get off the phone, she goes, oh, and one more thing. That manager on the other team, I don't like him one bit. That smug look on his face, it's like he's trying to rub Craig's nose in it. It's like every time they cut to him, he's been laughing at the Cubs, and then they cut to him, and he's got that little smile on his face. I don't like it at all. Very, very smug.
So I
hang on.
Sorry.
I knew there was a button on this.
Because I'm me, I'm like, I have to tell Murph this. I'm like, that smug look on your face. So I told him, and he made a video for my mom, just kind of apologizing. And eventually I share the entire story with Craig. And Craig goes, yeah, you know what the look on his face is? That's what it looks like when you're up four runs.
That's so, how you get the smug look.
That's how you get the smug look. You're up four runs.
You lead that, by four. That, dude, that is beautiful.
We're literally in there like, who do you think you're going to go to in the fifth, and what matchup do you like? And I'm sitting there going, you know, my mom's a little annoyed with
Oh, is
that's
that
80
beautiful?
Grade funny to me. I will Murph's face in a movie. Murph is secret villain guy.
Yeah, no, and he knows it though. Like he's pretty great. I'm a fan, and he and Craig are, you know, still very close. And have you noticed the thing that he does? He got Lockridge yesterday, but when they line up for the pregame introductions, he doesn't shake guys' hands, and the new guys don't know it. So before game one, Vaughn goes out, and he's like, sticks his hand out, and Murph is just looking at him like,
I'll do that.
that's not my thing, man.
And then yesterday he got Lockridge with it. But then the thing that's funny is that the guys that know it, like Yelich, they like whack him in the chest and like try and knock him down.
Oh, see, and Yelich, you're not the only one I've heard this from. We love to hate Yelich, but he's actually like a really nice person.
He's awesome.
He is, right?
Yes. And he gets the whole thing. Like, one of the things that is, he likes it here. He likes the energy. The first time Sal Frelick played center field at Wrigley, he's like, I gave him one piece of advice. He's like, they're going to tell you that they'd like a baseball. Don't give them the baseball because they're going to eventually throw it at you. And Sal's like, yep, got it. Yep, no problem. It's like the fifth inning, and finally after it's just like, Sal, you're the best Boston College first rounder. And he throws him a ball, and then in the sixth, zing, right past his ear. So I can't – yeah, like – what I would say to you about Yelich, what I think is so much fun, if you remember – the way Met fans would boo Chipper Jones.
Yes.
It was totally out of respect. Yes. It was simply, please stop hitting homers against us. And that's a lot of what it is with Yelich. That's the ultimate form of fans
totally
booing. It's just like, hey, man, don't hit a homer against us. We're tired of you.
It's like after the Red
sports,
Sox.
I love that.
I'm totally with you. After the Red Sox got past the Yankees in 04, they played the season opener at Fenway on a Sunday night, and all the Yankees were introduced and got booed, except Mariano Rivera got cheered. And I was like, oh, hell yeah, because they beat him. They finally beat him.
And isn't Chipper's kid named Shea?
Yes.
Oh, see, look at that.
Yes,
I love
that's correct.
That's amazing.
Because I'm a dork, I let him know he probably should have been named the Vet because he actually hit a little better at the Vet.
That's how you roll. Mm-hmm. You're our favorite dork, though. Thanks for swinging by, man.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Let's remember, just stopping by. That's what I wanted to say.
We can put promotions on that. I don't think that's the weird thing is that you might be playing. I'm not playing. We might get that done for you.
Mm-hmm. We already had a texter who chimed in and says he does engraving for a living.
That's amazing.
And he would like to make it for you. I do laser engraving. I will make Boog's nameplate.
Done.
Yeah.
See?
So we don't even need promotions.
What a country this is. It's just so great. I mean, you thought you woke up this morning and you're feeling a little tired, and then the next thing you know, somebody's making a nameplate for you. And it says just stopping by.
It's beautiful.
Just stop there as you think about the country. Just
you guys
stop right
hug?
There. Yes.
Always. Right. Always.
How about some of the listeners? A little listener hug?
How maybe? About you don't have to do that to Boog.
Hugs!
Hugs are great.
Hugs, not drugs, everybody. Remember that.
I agree. Have an excellent call tonight,
thank
sir.
You.
That is Boog Shambi. He's our friend, and he's awesome, and we appreciate him. We are going to take a break, and now we're going to talk Bears.
Uh-huh.
We're going to talk about Tyreek Stevenson.
Got feisty. Just
next,
at the right time.
Here on the Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Comes down to one last play. Here comes the Hail Mary, but the game on the line. And the ball is caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh my goodness! This town is going crazy! It's a madhouse in Landover, Maryland!
Just got out of the locker room. Obviously, the guys are disappointed. When you lose a game like that, you know, that's a tough one to swallow. This is one game, right? I know it's, like I said, when you lose on the last play, it's going to hurt, right?
Right.
Yep.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home. I'm going to hang out with Stinger and Stinger 2 and Buzzy and Wings.
And Ruth Buzzy.
And Stripey. We got Ruth Buzzy. Oh, that's good. It's Ruth Buzzy. I'm going to go hang out with my bees.
If you get that reference. Make sure your affairs are in order. If you would like to come with me, or instead with Wani and Tanny, they're going to be at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, Michigan, and it's going to be Sunday. It's going to be a good time. 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central, because there is a time change. So 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central on Sunday at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, Michigan. It's going to be great. If you haven't hung out with Wani and or Tanny, you are in for a treat. So go to Four Winds Casino this Sunday. Watch the NFL slate. Get ready for Sunday Night Football with our guys. So the Hail Mary last year was an inflection point for the Bears.
Yeah, it was. I think without punishing Tyreek Stevenson head on and making it extend into the week, and then doing it softly the way that he did, Matt Eberflus effectively lost that team.
Yeah, and you had a player who didn't quite understand the depth of the mistake. And I was in the locker room the next week when people had asked him about it, and it still didn't quite come out. You know, like he didn't see it for what it is.
Yeah, but you know, we've had an opportunity these last 2 weeks, I guess 3 weeks now with the bye, to observe a Tyreek Stevenson that we see growing. We've talked about it. Other people have noticed it as well, obviously. growing in terms of his work habits, his study habits, his practice habits.
And maybe figuring out why some of that stuff has been an issue for him, too.
Yeah.
And the hope is that it continues. Growth is not always linear. There might be some fallbacks here. But here's what he had to say about using all of that stuff from last year as a growing experience.
Here we are today, so I'm here for all questions to get all answers.
It's like talking to Kevin Byard on his podcast. He said it still hurts. Why does it still hurt, and sort of how do you use that to help you grow from it?
Like I said on the podcast, it still hurts because at the end of the day, I'm a football player, and the last thing I want to do is have a play that's not so good and my name be memorable. You know, on top of all the good things I did, it could go overshadow that, but just use his motivation to come out and stay focused on all tasks, and definitely learn to wait till the clock hit 00. So just use that as a learning curve to mature and be the cornerback that this team needs.
What was it like going through that?
It was harsh, you know. It hurt my feelings, and that's the best way I could explain it. It just hurt my feelings, just, you know, being a football player and having one of those mistakes that's going to linger around even when my son grew up, you know, got to explain that to him. So definitely hurt, but just use it as fuel.
Did it make you better?
That these fans, how fans react, they're going to be trying to get at you this weekend. How do you mentally prepare yourself just for whatever you might face from the crowd in Washington?
By remembering that it's 10 guys that I've been working with all week to prepare for this game, and I'm the only 10 guys I got to answer to.
Tyreek Stevenson, he says he knows when his son grows up that his son is going to have to answer for that. Remember that the internet lives forever. It's printed in ink, and it's going to be there. And he just had that son. Tyreek Jr. Yeah. is brand new to his life. To me, that's part of the story that's going on. Our interview with Jalen Johnson was wonky technologically the other day. But we did get at least the beginning of an answer from him about Tyreek and how he sees that the switch has flipped, and in terms of kind of like playing like a grown-up, practicing like a grown-up. I can't help but think that having a son can do that to you, as there he is referencing that right there in an honest answer about his feelings being hurt.
That's right. And I was thinking about this because, and we'll play this game right now.
Okay.
When we saw the guy.
Is it Piggy? I'm ready to play.
Now you know the rules. You can play it. But when you saw the kid from Arizona drop the ball at the 1 yard line, what's the first name you thought of?
DeMarcado. The first name I thought of was DeSean Jackson.
Right? And so.
Damn good NFL career.
Yeah, really good NFL career.
Legendary plays. DeSean Jackson, you could think of his punt return in what, the final minute?
Yes.
In a Giants Eagles game?
Yes. But that's one of the things that'll live on his resume
yes.
and at the top of his resume.
You're right.
And it's the same thing for Tyreek. And I appreciate the acknowledgement of it. I also appreciate the vulnerability to be like, yeah, it hurt. It hurt. And it still hurts to know that I didn't do right by the guys that are on my team in that moment.
Yeah.
And figuring that part out and not maybe lashing out at people or whatever, that's growth. That's understanding and being accountable for what it is that you've done. Instead of kind of projecting outward and be like, oh, well, this happened and this happened and this happened and this happened. No,
yeah.
I messed up. And I have to live with that.
The other sub-story on this one is Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. And here's what Caleb had to say about what he has learned in his weeks and months since that game.
Does it still sting? Obviously, you don't want to lose, especially in that fashion of a Hail Mary. So does it bother me? I'm not going to speak for everybody else. Does it bother me? Yeah, in the sense of, you know, I want to go out there and I want to win every single game that I got. And I know that's not going to happen. So, you know, being able to, you know, orchestrate, you know, this game, orchestrate this week, you know, have the guys focus on what we need to focus on, I think is where I'm at, and not necessarily going down the rabbit hole of you know, the revenge title or anything like that. You know, I think it's being able to focus on us. This team's different than last year. The coaching obviously is different. Every, you know, a bunch of things are different. So being able to focus on us and be able to lead these guys the way that, you know, they need to be led, and be able to go out there and focus on what we need to focus on to be able to go win the game at the end of the day.
Because of how that game ended last year and how the subsequent ones went after that, what did you learn about
I guess, that 24-hour rule? Because I know you mentioned it at the time with Arizona, like just being able to flush something that was so bad and being able to move on. As a leader, what did you learn about that?
Yeah, I got to do a better job in those situations. I think, you know, we had those first two games this year. And I think I did a better job of, you know, being able to come into the facility and be able to move on. And, you know, there, I mean, we got our tails whooped the second game. We, you know, we had a comeback game that we allowed the team to come back on us. So, you know, those are tough games, especially to start the season, and, you know, versus divisional opponents. So being able to come in here and be the same guy, but also understand, you know, my energy, my attitude, my, you know, how I come in here each and every day, you know, whether it's a win or a loss, you know, affects everybody, affects the building. And so, you know, I think it starts with myself and being able to and look at myself in the mirror in those ways when things aren't going right, and then being able to come in here when things are going right and be the exact same guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Homecoming aspect to that game add to the sting for you?
Yeah, that was probably a little bit of it. Just because, you know, when you go back home, I think any player, any coach, any, you know, whatever case, any competitor, when you go back home and, you know, you're going to be in front of whether your people are actually there or, you know, they're going to be watching because it's home. And so being able to, you know, come out with a win always feels a little bit better when you can do it at home, and, you know, not being able to go back home as much as, you know, you may like or anything like that because of what the job requires. And so when you do get to go back home and play in front of a crowd and play in front of, you know, a crowd that, you know, many, many fans were, you know, whether it's high school or, you know, little leagues or anything like that, that, you know, have watched me growing up, you know, you want to be able to win those games.
The crazy thing about Caleb kind of rehashing everything that happened in Washington for me is, had the Tyreek play not happened, the headline from that game is Caleb Williams rallies Bears to tough road win. That's what becomes the thing in that game, is Caleb Williams having this victorious homecoming.
Agreed.
And it's funny because he downplayed going back there last year.
But he acknowledges it now.
And now it might have been like, oh, it's not a big deal. I don't feel feelings. And then you walk in there like, oh, I'm feeling feelings.
I'm glad he's acknowledging it, man. You're human, dude. It's all right. And I feel like it's kind of a process for Caleb. We're seeing much more of a genuine, comfortable dude this year than we saw last year. And I get it. You're young. You're trying to lead. Just like you said at the beginning of that thing.
Yeah.
It's a matter of leading guys the right way. The more genuine you are, the easier it is to lead, in my opinion.
Speaking of leadership.
Yo.
Someone I know has got some leadership questions that we need to talk about.
I got some work to do.
No, you're fine. Yeah. But you do have a thing.
I got a thing. I got commitments. I also have a lineup. I have a Cubs lineup.
Ooh.
Which I can give you when we come back.
All right.
As well.
We'll share the Cubs lineup. We'll see if the thing that Speeds won it happened. And he's got some commitments that he's going to have to work through tonight.
That's
we'll explain
true.
Next here on The Score.
Sometimes avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Sometimes you'll say the right thing, but at the wrong time and feel stupid, you know? Something like, you too. I was getting out of a cab at the airport, and the driver goes, hey, have a nice flight, you too. You too, you have a nice flight too, in case you ever fly someday. Don't everybody look at me, I'm a moron. Don't know when to say the you too phrase. I can't handle it.
That's Brian Regan. You can go see him at the Chicago Theater January 17th, 2026. Be caller 6 right now to 312-540-0670, and you will go. By the way, we will have the NLDS Game 4 tonight. Will the Cubs survive? We have pregame coming up at 7:30, but before that, Rami is already here. He is ready to go. He's got his W shirt on and everything. He'll be at Gallagher Way from 6 until 7:30. Every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on The Score, the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network.
The music you're hearing is the band Little Feat, one of my absolute favorite bands of all time. Southern fried jam band, funk, art rock, craziness, just an awesome, awesome band. Tributosaurus is becoming Little Feet.
Oh.
Tonight.
What?
Lawrence, over at Martyrs.
What time is that show start?
7:30. Thanks for asking.
Oh.
And I've been very excited about it. Been getting the whole band together and didn't realize exactly when NLDS Game 4 might be when I scheduled this thing a good 3.5 weeks ago.
Have there been tickets sold for?
Yes, there are a lot of people coming tonight, so I thought I would go ahead and be honest with the people because there will be people there. I will be there, and I will be singing. I'm not going to be able to be at this ball game tonight because I got to hold true to my commitments. And so a couple thoughts on this. Should be a great show. We're going to have the game playing on a big screen above our heads there. So if you come to the show, know that you can watch the ball game and the concert at the same time.
Oh, that's very nice
tonight.
Of you.
And I think that'll be lovely. My wife is not coming to see me play in my band.
Nor should she.
She will be inside at the ball game while her husband is toiling away, you know, somewhere else. That's one thought. Another thought is this. This should be an afternoon game. All I'm saying is the lights were a bad idea. Okay? What is that, 1988? I think they were a terrible idea. This should be an afternoon game, and then I'd be able to just slide right over to the gig afterwards and do a little double dip.
Well, the beautiful thing is I do think that we're done with night games for the Cubs, even if they move on. Those games will be primetime.
Oh yeah. So that'd be like
CS games.
Yeah, so late afternoon.
Yeah,
sort of.
So if they advance, so you get the 3:38 first pitch on Saturday if there is a game 5. Although I thought I saw another scenario where they could play that game at night too.
Yeah, no, there is a scenario.
So many scenarios.
There's a lot of scenarios.
Shout out to the Tribe Called Quest.
So what do you think about me honoring my commitment to go play the gig, even though there's a ball game here that I'd really like to attend?
I have some follow-up questions.
Okay, cool.
Number one,
yeah.
How long is a Tributos show?
2 10-song sets, 20 songs total with some solos. I could have the guys hurry up the solos. Perhaps. You know, hey, guys, come on.
So let's say you don't Erykah Badu it. Let's say that you don't Lauryn Hill it, and you are on the stage when you say you're going to be on the stage.
Yes.
At 7:30. What's the earliest that you could be done while giving the audience everything that they paid for?
10:15.
Oh, then you're screwed.
All right, Speaks, I got an idea for you here.
Okay.
And you, right, you've heard me talk about it, and Lawrence knows MF Doom. I've talked about him. I play music all the time from MF Doom. Back in the day, MF Doom, he had a body double, and he sent the body double to the Congress Theater for an infamous show here in Chicago back in the day. Do you have any lookalikes out there?
Where's Mancow? There
couldn't be too many. I'm Mancow. There couldn't be two the handsome guys of your stature out there in this city.
Thank you.
Well, one of the guys on the Spanish broadcast for the Cubs, actually.
Omar?
I think it's Omar.
Yeah.
Because it's not Miguel and it's not Jorge.
Yeah, Omar.
Yeah, Omar. Omar looks a lot like me. Everybody says that's Spanish Spiegel. So I should go up there and be part of their broadcast and send Omar over to Martyrs to sing Little Feet.
Well, are there Cubs fans in Tributo?
Yes. Oh, very much so.
Okay, so the show can be done, and then you guys can just, like, vibe out and watch the end of the game. 100%. There'll still be enough game left.
Can I tell you that in 2016, we were playing early Eric Clapton stuff and Blind Faith and I think Derek and the Dominoes on the night that Javi Baez homered against Johnny Cueto in the NLDS, and that game was on the big screen behind us. And I remember I was singing After Midnight as Baez was rounding the bases.
That's pretty cool.
And it was a pretty damn good moment. So we'll see what happens tonight if indeed the Cubs get some stuff done.
What's the acceptable length of time if you're going to jam in the middle of a song? 2.5 hours? Is that too long? Where you guys are just watching the TV for 2.5 hours jamming?
Turning your back to the audience.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, more. Give me some more, man. You're killing it.
You are in the pocket right now. Keep going so I can watch this Pete Crow Armstrong at bat.
You guys get me. You guys get me. Boog wanted me to tell the manager and Nico and whoever else we talked to, hey, man, I just didn't think you guys were going to get this far. That's why I booked the game.
Well, I have one more follow-up question before you give us the lineup.
Okay.
Have you scheduled any more shows?
No.
Okay.
No, and I think I've learned a valuable October lesson. Moving forward, I think I've learned a very valuable lesson. Make it be something I could bail from.
Okay.
The Cubs lineup against Freddy Peralta is the same one they've been using. Bush, Horner, Tucker, Seiya, Happ, Carson Kelly, Pete Crow Armstrong, 7th. Dansby Swanson, 8th, and Matt Shaw, 0-for-14, is indeed in the lineup tonight to play defense and hopefully have better at-bats than he's been having.
Let's ask Bruce Levine about all of this. He's right behind us in the building itself. We'll get Bruce's thoughts, and then we'll also hear from Matthew Boyd. All that's coming up in the last hour of Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.